The po' boy sandwich is a staple in New Orleans. One legend says the name comes from hungry youngsters who begged, "Give a po' boy a sandwich." Well, someone apparently took pity on those poor boys, and the rest is culinary history. Today in Washington, D.C., a group of high-profile chefs with ties to New Orleans spent the morning selling po' boy sandwiches to benefit Hurricane Katrina survivors and also recovery efforts. NPR's Rachel Jones sent this audio postcard from the grand opening of the Louisiana-themed Acadiana restaurant. Chefs there hope to start a nationwide movement of po' boy power fundraisers.
Would you like a roast beef po' boy or shrimp po' boy?
I'm Gus DeMillo. I'm one of the partners with Passion Food Hospitality and owners of Acadiana. The whole idea is we're opening up a restaurant to really shout about and tell the world about the great legendary foods of the Louisiana area. So many of our friends are suffering down there that we did a real big benefit for the opening to hopefully provide some money to help get the wetlands back again. And today we're selling roast beef and our shrimp omelette poor boys for $25 or anything more you want to pay.
Shrimp, just one?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
And would you like water? That's a $5 donation. $5.50 donation?
My name is Jeff Tunks. I'm the chef owner of D.C. or Acadiana restaurant. I worked in New Orleans for 3 years and got married in New Orleans and obviously been hit hard by this disaster down there, so we're trying to do as much as we can today to make some po' boys and raise a little bit of money doing the same time. So.
Po' boy, enjoy!
My name is John Besh, chef owner of Restaurant August and the Besh Steakhouse in New Orleans, Louisiana. Spent last week in New Orleans trying to feed some of the relief workers and some of the evacuees, and it's heart-wrenching just to see such a beautiful city underwater and just in the turmoil that it finds itself in right now.
Two more!
But is it only cash?
No, we have to take a credit card.
Okay, yeah. We take everything.
Traditional po' boy is usually a fried seafood or a roast beef type po' boy. Because it's kind of volume, the fried seafood wouldn't travel very well. So we decided to sort of take a spin on it and made a shrimp remoulade. It was like a shrimp salad, basically, for the po' boy. So that's the one. The next one we're doing over there is more of the traditional roast beef po' boy. We have the braised shoulder meat, and we're serving that same way, dressed with lettuce, mayonnaise, and tomatoes. So.
We got roast beef. They're on that side, right?
All right, this one here is the shrimp.
You go to a cocktail party in Washington, D.C., and the first question they ask you is, what do you do? You go to New Orleans, you go to a cocktail party, they ask you, where did you eat? They are so passionate about their food and their culture that I think you'd be surprised how quickly they'll come back.
There you go.
At 110.
And sir, you got the 1,200 sandwich today. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Good job, everybody.
That's Gus DeMillo, Jeff Tunks, and John Besh today at the opening of the Acadiana restaurant in Washington, D.C.